Thank you. Yeah, Jackie McLean from an album called New Wine in Old Bottles, a re-release of some old recordings. It was recorded back in 1978, 31 years ago. New Wine in Old Bottles, you heard the track Confirmation, great, great composition. Yeah, by Charlie Parker, right. That featured a great lineup here. Jackie McLean on alto sax, Hank Jones on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. A dream quartet, as far as I can say. We're going to do a special on Jackie McLean today because Sunday, May 17th, would have been Jackie McLean's 78th birthday, born in 1931. Unfortunately, passed away in March of 2006, a few years ago. Jackie McLean holds a special place in the hearts of the jazz community in Hartford as he spent his last years as the director of the Hart School of Music jazz program. So we're going to dedicate this show to Jackie McLean, and we're going to play the first set of Jackie McLean music. Coming up right now is Jackie's Ghost. That was McLean's Scene, the title track from the album of the same name. That is what the title track usually signifies, doesn't it? That was recorded back in 1956, and that had on it, of course, the great Jackie McLean on alto sax, Bill Hardman on trumpet, Red Garland on piano, the great Paul Chambers laying it down on the bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. And before that, we heard Jackie's Ghost. And that is from the album Making Changes from back in 1957. And on that track, as far as I can tell, it's Jackie McLean on alto sax, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Webster Young on trumpet, George Coggins on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. Two great, great Jackie McLean numbers from back in the 50s. And we're doing a tribute to Jackie McLean tonight on what would have been his birthday on Sunday, May 17th. Jackie would have been 78 years old. I mentioned he was the director of jazz studies at the Hart School of Music here at University of Hartford, and that has since been renamed to the Jackie McLean Institute of Jazz Studies. Jackie McLean, of course, was mentored by Charlie Parker in his youth, also played with Miles Davis. One of his first recordings was with Miles Davis on an album called Dig, an album which Jackie McLean wrote the title track called Dig. And, of course, Miles Davis, as the story goes, kind of co-opted that under his own name and took credit for it. Another colorful story of Jackie McLean is he once got into a fist fight with Charles Mingus. Both of them had short tempers, or so it seems, and Charles Mingus really hauled off and hit him, punched him in the face, and drew blood. And that enraged Jackie McLean, who then pulled a knife and went at him with a knife. So a famous story in the world of jazz in those old days back in the 50s. Of course, Jackie McLean in his later years just meant so much to the Hartford area. We are paying tribute to him tonight. And we're going to continue that tribute with one of his more recent albums recorded with a bunch of his students at the time. The name of this track that we're going to hear is Cryptography. And then after that, we're going to hear from one of his students, Steve Davis, on a track that includes many of people coming out of the Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz. Talk about that a little more after these two tracks, but first let's listen to Cryptography from the album Fire and Love.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. That was Swingin'. Man, that was great. Steve Davis's sextet from the album Crossfire. That was recorded back in 1998. And of course, that was the John Coltrane composition, Cousin Mary. And that featured a lot of artists who really grew up under the tutelage of Jackie McLean, who we are paying tribute to tonight. And that featured Steve Davis on trombone. And Steve Davis has kind of picked up the baton, I think, from Jackie as far as really heading up the entire jazz music scene here in Hartford, Connecticut. So getting back to the lineup on that, Steve Davis on trombone, Mike DeRubo, another student of Jackie's, on alto sax, and Nat Reeves, once more, another leader here in the Hartford area in jazz, Nat Reeves on bass, and he played just a mean bass on that one. It was just rock steady. In addition, it was Eric Alexander, another great player on tenor saxophone, Harold Mayburn on piano, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. And what a great lineup that is. I'm going to go through it again. Steve Davis on trombone, Eric Alexander on tenor sax, Mike DeRubo on alto, Harold Mayburn on piano, Joe Farnsworth on drums, and Nat Reeves on bass. Just a great sextet. I think indicative of what we like to call the Hartford sound here in Hartford, just a good straight-ahead, driving, hard bop kind of sound. Okay, before that, we heard from Jackie McLean himself in 1997. He recorded this album called Fire and Love, and that included some of his students as well. Raymond Williams on trumpet, Steve Davis on trombone, Jackie McLean on alto, Jackie's son, Renee McLean, on tenor sax, Phil Bowler on bass, Eric McPherson on drums, and Alan J. Palmer on piano. And we had the pleasure of seeing Alan J. Palmer here in Hartford last night, leading a group called New Soil. And New Soil, as I found out as I was doing research on Jackie McLean, New Soil is the name of a Jackie McLean album from his earlier days on Blue Note Records. And that name has been picked up for Alan J. Palmer's latest project. And that featured a lot of the great Hartford musicians, Desron Douglas, Lummy Spann, who else, Claire? Musicians, Jovan Alexander being one on tenor sax, John Clappis on guitar, and Josh Evans, just a bevy of Hartford musicians who are really making a name for themselves. And that was last night here in Hartford, Connecticut, and it was a great show. They kind of played kind of a funky type of sound, but really some great arrangements with all those players in there, three horns and guitar, and it was just great. All right, we're going to continue on now with some more music. Greg Abate, we're going to continue on with Greg Abate, another great alto sax player. And Greg has told me himself how he was influenced by Jackie McLean, so I thought I'd play something from Greg. Greg's going to be appearing over at Chan's in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, and you can check that out. I highly recommend seeing Greg in person. He'll be playing, as I say, at Chan's. You can look that up by Googling Chan's Egg Rolls and Jazz, and that'll take you to Chan's restaurant where Greg is going to be playing, I think, with a quartet that night. But we're going to hear Greg also with a quartet from his album Evolution. You dig that one? I dug it. I really did. That was great. That really took me back to when I played that album. I probably wore the grooves right down on that album back in 1973. That was Joe Farrell from the album Moon Germs. We heard the track called Time's Lie. And listen to the lineup on this one. It's great. Joe Farrell on soprano sax, Herbie Hancock playing Fender Rhodes piano, Stanley Clark on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. Great lineup, a great track, and a really good album. If you can pick that up somewhere, I highly recommend that you do. Actually, if you have trouble finding these albums, why don't you head over to my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com, and there I have links to where you can purchase those albums. And why don't you do that? It'll help support this program as well. All right, that was Joe Farrell. Before that, we heard from Greg Abate from his album called Evolution, and that album was actually a Grammy nominee back in 2002, and that features some great sax playing of Greg Abate on alto, James Williams on piano, Harvey S., also known as Harvey Schwartz, on bass, and Billy Hart playing the drums. Good lineup on that as well. Evolution, and you heard the track called Living in the Dash. And one of my favorite Greg Abate albums is Evolution. That's one you just heard. All right, time now is 8 o'clock. This is WHUS Stores, Connecticut, 91.7 FM radio for the people. And I'm hoping you are enjoying tonight's show. I certainly am. One of my joys of Saturdays is just hanging out here in the studio with this great sound system here and listening to 2 hours of great jazz music and sharing that music with you as well. So I hope you're digging it tonight. We're going to continue on now. Next up, another great sax player, tenor sax player, a young tenor sax player who's really making the scene in New York City and around the country and around the world as well. His name is Marcus Strickland. We're going to hear the track called Twilight. Alright, let's see, that was Twilife, the title track from Marcus Strickland's album, came out a couple of years ago, featuring Lars Lund on guitar, Brad Jones on bass, Marcus Strickland on tenor, and his twin brother EJ Strickland on the drums. Great track there, and we're going to finish out tonight's podcast. You over-the-air listeners keep on listening, but the last track for the podcast is going to be Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Doing In Walked Bud from the album Keystone 3. And the reason I want to mention Art Blakey is there's going to be a great tribute concert coming up next Friday here in Hartford, Connecticut at the University of Hartford Handel Performing Arts Center. From what I understand, that's a little bit off campus. As I said, it's a tribute to the Art Blakey featuring the Jazz Messengers All-Star Band. And listen to this lineup because it is good. Mulgrew Miller on piano, Javon Jackson on sax, Carl Allen on drums, Stephen Davis, of course, on trombone, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, and Nat Reeves on bass. It's going to be a great, great show. I think it's going to be one of the best of the year, so make sure you get there early, Friday, May 22nd at 8 p.m., and doors open at 7, and it is a free concert, and that is sponsored by our friend Andres Chaparro and the Office of Cultural Affairs in Hartford. So it's going to be a great show. Make sure you check that out Friday, May 22nd at 8 p.m. tribute to Art Blakey featuring Jazz Messengers All-Star Band. And we're going to hear from the original Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers from the album Keystone 3. One of the interesting things about this album, it's one of the first albums to feature both Wynton and Branford Marsalis playing trumpet and saxophone, respectively, on this one. So check this out. It's a really good cut. It's called In Walked Bud, the jazz standard In Walked Bud.